5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Oh, good points, Brownless. Oh.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, coaches Brayshaw.
Oh, what the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, Leroy and I turn up on a Friday. We got our shoulder to the wheel. We're doing what we should be doing. And old Adelaide's Brownless just decides to bugger off and leave us doing all the work. I'll tell you what we're doing today. BT comes in shortly. Hosting Bristle, because Channel 7's about to do a beautiful job with tonight's game, as are Triple M, of course. And then the Duke. And we've got some questions for the Duke, too. I think his life's spiralling out of control. He comes in later on as well. What are you up to, please, Fat?
Ratings Brownless over here.
There he is.
Ratings Brownless, Jimmy boy. Hello to you.
I'll tell you what, you better not bring that to our show. Otherwise, we might just give you the ass.
Welcome to you. Welcome to the listeners. And welcome to you, Leroy.
How are you, Bill?
Jimmy, old Ratings Brownless, not on the show last night.
Yep. We just gained 100,000.
What's going
what
on?
What are you on about, Fat?
Oh, I don't know.
Seriously,
Jim,
come on.
Over here in Adelaide, beautiful sunshine, Jim.
Yep.
I'm just watching the Anzac boys out on the ground here at Adelaide Oval preparing, because it's the first game of the Anzac Day weekend, so they're out there preparing. Right, nice conditions, Jimmy boy.
It's a beautiful ground made famous by me.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen your name anywhere on
it. I average nearly 70 there. That's how I used to turn the bat sideways.
Here's Mark Rusciuto's stand.
Rusciute.
The Foss Williams stand.
Yep.
Max Bashir stand.
Bashir.
Jack Oakley stand.
Yes.
Gavin Wanganeen stand.
Gavin Wanganeen, yes.
And then
that's all football, Bill.
The Riverbank stand. Who's old Riverbank?
I'm not sure what he did.
And I don't know what we are here. What are we here, Cook?
You'll be in the Bradman stand up the top.
And
he just snuck ahead of me in the naming rights.
Fair enough.
Now, Bill, what have we got, by the way? Any news kicking around over there?
Yes. Well, Melbourne have confirmed Jesse Hogan and the Pig Hibbert.
Pig Hibbert.
Come into the side for Monday night's clash. So Piggy Hibbert is in, Jimmy Bully.
Yes.
Just stand with me because I've got to flick through my phone here. Damien Barrett, apparently on the footy show last night. Yep. I wasn't on, do you imagine?
Oh, I know. I didn't see it, so tell me what he did. Yep.
Well, he said that at some stage, this is Harley Bunnell, has also decided to mix a sleeping drug or a tablet with some alcohol. And that's caused the airline staff to feel compelled to remove him off that flight. So that's a bit of background there from our man Damo.
Yes.
Very good, Damo.
Yeah, very good.
Hey, the AFL wishes to advise that all ticketing for the Round 8 Toyota Premiership Clash over in Shanghai, Jim, sold out.
Gone.
Yeah, 10,000 people.
Jeez.
All from one Chinese family. But
Bill, I've got a couple of – do you want the news brochure to just slide in?
Yes, please.
All right, a couple here. Now, firstly, our great friend Dev Smith.
Yes.
The little Geelong Bogan who have somehow found his way to Geelong Grammar and didn't know what the hell he was doing.
He's going back there, back to Geelong.
He's revealed he is hopeful of re-signing very soon with the Giants. So news of him coming back to Collingwood was the talk. Ain't happening.
Well, maybe not
happening. That's all I'm hearing, Bill. He ain't coming back.
Bought a house in Geelong West.
Yeah, never been linked with Geelong. It's Collingwood. The other one, Bill, is Jai Simkin.
Oh, yeah, yes.
I like this young boy. He's got a nice full trick bag. He's just re-signed for 2 years with North. People just re-sign with North. They love the joint, can't leave.
Oh, yeah.
Beautifully
led
club. And, Bill, David Armitage, our man, old fart on command.
Yes, what's he doing?
He'll have scans on his injured groin. Ooh. Could undergo surgery after pulling up sore last weekend.
Ooh.
So they might miss Armour.
Well, they will. He's out. He's out of the St Kilda side, which is good for the Cats. I tell you who else has got a groin injury, Jim, and we haven't heard much of it over that side of the border. Robbie Gray.
Ooh.
And they're not sure what to do with Robbie Gray over here. It's because he's a superstar, as we know, but he has got a sore groin, so stand by there.
Superstar.
Oh, you got to love Adelaide, Jim. I went to the Strathmore Hotel over here.
Nice.
And I thought I'd better have a steak, old ratings, brownless suits.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought I'd shout myself to a steak,
Jim. Feeling a bit flat.
And then the lady behind the jump says, "And when was the last time you've enjoyed a steak on our stone grill?"
Oh.
Like it was just a new invention, the stone grill, Jim. They've got to promote it all around the restaurant.
Oh, no, come on,
all
Bill.
Stone grill.
That's what they're famous for.
Well, I said, it's been a while, because guess why? No one else does the bloody stone grill anymore.
So
this steak comes out.
Remember that joint down at... Oh, sorry, keep going.
The steak comes out, Jill, on a stone grill, but fair dinkum, it took 40 minutes to cook. You have to cut it up into little bits, and but it was very nice.
There's a joint down at the Docklands, remember, around near Etihad Stadium that used to do the stone grill? Force used to take us there.
Oh,
and he absolutely loved it. He used to come out on the red hot thing and you used to have to chop it up and cook it yourself.
Exactly.
I never quite understood the whole thing behind
it,
but
the
old Enforzel was happy with it.
It's a new invention over here,
Jim. I like it, Bill.
It is big.
Now.
And Sizzler's just opened too.
Oh, shut up. Now, Bill, you're over there in the magnificent state of Adelaide and the Adelaide Oval, which is, of course, cutting edge.
Yep.
Who have you got there with you, please?
Well, I got old Hostings Taylor here, of course, Channel
Bill.
7, Friday Night Footy.
Yes.
And Big Bristle here, edging Hamish out, fair to say.
No.
And he said, "Give me the big chair." It's got to be a big chair, too.
Give me
the big chair. I'm hosting tonight. Brian Taylor, welcome.
Good afternoon, Bill and Jim. No, he's away, so I'm filling in.
Oh, so you've been in meetings for an hour already in here.
Yeah.
You got the pant and the shirt on. You're looking very, very nice, Brian. Yeah. It's a big night for you.
Well, no, it's not a big night for me.
Yes, it is.
Bristle.
It's another night of footy, Bill.
I'm going to be watching, Bristle. I want to see some of your real sharp stuff.
Yeah.
What do you start with?
What do you mean?
I go home these days on a Friday night, Bristle, and I love your work. You know I do. So I lock in on 7 on a Friday night. I didn't realise you were hosting, though, tonight, so I'm going to give it special attention.
I think it's on the other channel, the minor one, the countdown.
Oh, you got My Kitchen Rules, that's right. But I'll still be watching. Don't worry about that.
So it'll be there. But anyway, I've got a big story.
Go on.
No, I can't pump it up too much, but I've got a story for tomorrow too,
JB. Oh, nice.
So, by the way, a little story for now, just to keep you interested, Bill. our friend Maddie Richardson, I see on social media about an hour ago, has posted a photo of a baby that's due in September.
Big show.
Him and Jen. Yep.
That's it. I love it.
Him and Jamie. Jenny.
Jen,
right.
Yes,
yep.
Yeah. Yes, Bill.
Well, that stuff's a few out there, doesn't it? Puts him to...
So that'll be big news for the Richo, because he must be about 40 now, Richo. He's a late splurter.
He is. Oh, thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
The picture, Bristle, had the scan results, you know, like it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Good on him.
June, September, so that's good
fantastic.
For a big show.
Great man, Joe.
So what do you do tonight? You're hosting, so you hello and welcome, and then you go in. What are you doing tonight?
Well, it's called the Countdown, Bill.
Countdown, yes.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
And we're going to go into our top five of this and our top five of that and top five of something else.
You're going to have, what's her name on the roof here tonight?
No, we won't have
Samantha.
Samantha
what's
Lane
her
on the roof.
Name?
I forgot Samantha.
Come on, Bill.
You're better than that,
Samantha
Bill.
On the roof.
Very good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And she won't be on the roof. Friday, we'll be concentrating on the footy. We're going out in the plaza, the Telstra Plaza, Bill.
Oh, nice.
We're going out to the Telstra Plaza, and we're going to be doing the pre-show from there.
Oh, good.
Just to get a shot at the,
The people coming in. How do you go with the locals? Because you've already bumped into a few today.
Yeah, I've bumped into three that I... Started with a reasonably, what I thought was a normal conversation, and then within about 10 seconds, I realised I was talking to, people that didn't really have much idea.
They
were off the charts in terms of nous, Bill.
Well, they are different, the Port Adelaide fans, Bristle. There's no doubt about it. They are cut from a different cloth.
These were people walking home from work, JB.
Oh.
These were people. I went to Rundle Street
Rundle
Mall or something
Street, yeah,
down there and had a look, and it's really tapered off in there.
Oh. We're watching the boundary umpires throw the ball in here, practicing.
Oh yeah,
pity they can't do it for the whole game, Brian.
18 meters, they've got to hit the dot at, and they do tend to slacken off towards the end. So yeah, no, they don't go that far.
Hey, Bristle, I'd like to just quietly speak to. I think it's Travis Old who now does the draw. Along with Gil McLaughlin and maybe the heads of your station, and work out how they can come up with a Friday night blockbuster, which is Port Adelaide and Carlton in Adelaide.
Well, I guess they've got to share it out with everyone, JB. Everyone's got to get a bit of a look, and Carlton are getting their look tonight.
Bristle,
Yeah.
Come on. I want the truth out of you, please.
No, no. Well, Port Adelaide have the potential to become something that they were a couple of years ago right now. If they win tonight, they're going to be in the hunt, although they've lost to a couple of top sides already in Adelaide and GWS.
Yeah.
And Carlton deserve a Friday night opportunity. I mean, North... On the back of what? When you were the chairman, did you think that North should have at least one or two Friday nights?
Yeah, but we didn't come last.
No, but you weren't that good either.
Well, we were with four final series in 5 years, Bristol, so we were actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Whereas the Blues haven't featured in one for that time.
No, well, they've got to give them a bit of a look. Everyone gets it's a bit more sharing, the Friday nights these days.
Well, I don't mind that. If it is legitimately sharing, then I don't mind that. But I just think your marquee game, this one might have been a more of a Saturday twilight affair for me, Bristol, but I know you can't say anything. What else have you got for us, please? I know Duck's got something tomorrow. Ducks sitting hard on something, you reckon?
Is he?
Mm. So
well, I'm sitting on hard on something as well.
So good.
I've got one that could blow the roof off.
Oh,
I can't say that. So don't replay that because you'll replay that into a promo.
No, it's already on a promo now.
Yeah,
this is tomorrow. Saturday afternoon rub, and it
I won't be able to mention the name,
right?
But I will be able to give you clues. And if this is true, but it'll probably be. Biggest story of the year.
Biggest story of the year.
Front or back page?
I think it'll fill both.
Willis, he's been in very good form, Bristol.
He's, I know.
On Saturday afternoons, he's come loaded.
I sit there with bated breath because he does come with some good stuff.
No doubt about it.
Hey, what about the deliberate out of bounds, Brian? How are you seeing that?
I reckon they should abandon it because it has become so every time you kick the footy and you don't kick it to someone, it's almost automatically 9 times out of 10 out of bounds. So we might as well either have last person to kick it out, the opposition team get it, or abandon the rule because no longer do the players know what is trying to keep the ball safe.
Yep.
It's an absolute joke. The one last week, forget who it was at Geelong, he was kicking for goal. There was one before the week before with James Kelly.
Well, have a listen. James Kelly won. You didn't like that.
In the end, Kelly, cool head. Heads for the boundary line. Not going to get there. Yes, it will. Skips over. Simpson.
That can't be. It can't be.
It is.
It can't be.
It is.
It can't
it
be.
Is.
Boy, I reckon he tried harder to keep that in than kick it out.
And I reckon he did.
Yep.
And I reckon he did, for sure. And so I don't know where that rule's going. I just think they've got to abandon it because it's not working.
What I hate seeing, Bristol, is I'm not quite sure about the abandon, but I think they need to have a look at it. What I hate seeing is players pulling up so that they deliberately allow the ball to go out of bounds in the hope that they're going to win a free kick.
That's true.
That's not a look we want in our game.
But that is 100% true. But see, JB, you're not going to abandon it, but you're one of these sort of people that won't abandon it. But what you'll do is bring in a rule to compensate for the rule. This is the logic that you guys that spent too long at school and uni have, is that you do that sort of thing and you make the game even more complicated.
No football nows.
No football nows. No common sense footy nows has Jim.
Listen to you, Bill. You don't even know what the word nows actually means.
I know how to spell it.
Now, Brian, what are you going to start up with off the top, Brian? Hello and welcome to 7 Football, Friday night style at Adelaide Oval. What are we getting after that?
I'm Brian.
And let's welcome the two premiership... two premiership captains.
Yes.
Two premiership captains, Cameron Ling and Wayne Carey. Great to see you, fellas.
Right.
And then from there, we're going to head off into, we're doing some top five thing, top five of the week. They're going to do the top five intimidators. So Lingy does the top five intimidators in football.
Who's number one?
I don't know.
Roger Merritt.
Lethal.
Duck does the top five intimidators in world sport. And I do the top five intimidators in the world anything.
Oh.
Kim Jong.
Kim Jong's going to get a run tonight.
He'll get a run.
Yeah. Bit of a build-up in the Korean peninsula over there, Bill. I don't know whether you know there's five aircraft carriers turning up in your front doorstep. You'd be a little intimidated.
Be careful with Ling Jong there, because I'll tell you what, Kim Jong, he's got tentacles everywhere, Bristol. He watches people, watch everything.
His haircut is something that I one day expect to see you turn up with, JB.
I'll have my best go at it. Don't worry. All right, Brian, we need to let you go. Go and dominate on 7, please.
All right, then.
And we'll see you tomorrow at lunchtime.
Tomorrow,
load it up.
I've got I've got one big thing and two little things. And one of my little things got a run in the paper today, but I've got extra information.
And I can see he's one big thing and two little things.
on Triple M football the other day, it's actually wasn't on Triple M, it was on Channel 7.
Mm. Oh.
I actually broke the story. Not a bit of an I am man, but I see the whisper today, and that's interesting as well, the whisper. Yeah. Me. But the Nick Riewoldt story renegotiating, come on, Ralphie. I did that last Sunday, mate, on the coverage. Actually, live on the coverage, Ralphie. Come on.
One of the great rebadges. See you, Bristol.
There's a few getting carried away with themselves, and we're going to not name them, but we're going to have a Who Am I tomorrow.
Good. I like it.
I love when Bristol gets wound up, and he's nicely wound up for the rub tomorrow. Thanks for that, Brian. The most popular thing we do on this show by far is the Idiot File. It's been, ACRA award-winning now for the last 5 years. What happens with it is Bill attempts to speak, can't really achieve it, and we just record it and play it for your pleasure. Here it is. Bron's in Essendon, eh, Bron?
Hey, guys, how you going?
Brom?
I had my...
What did you just call her then?
Bron?
Brom, as in West Bromwich Albion. Brom, and then you just realised and came in with a late... Wouldn't.
See, that's how quick I am.
Is that it,
Bill? I'm on the ball, Jimmy Ball.
That's it. No, Jimmy Ball.
I go to Mad Max or whatever. Is it Mad Max there?
On the corner,
Yeah, Mad Max, and have a little... Teruzzo or Peruzzo or whatever they are, and chicken. So one of the ladies approached Linda, very discreetly, Jim, about the problem, and told her to mash up some green lychee?
Oh, no.
Lychee, thank you. Some green lychee. Jack in Aspendale's there, Jimmy boy. Jackie boy?
How are we, boys?
What's your question, Jack?
Hey, how does the camera work?
Yeah, it's a very good question.
Well, you just click the button, mate, and it snaps a photo. It's not hard, Jack. Come on, mate.
Yep.
It's light, isn't it, Jim? It's light streams. It's photosynthesis. Righto, here we go.
It's a long joke, so concentrate.
And sorry, too, if I offend anyone.
If I offend anyone.
You can't do
in
that
life too. Or in this particular
in
segment?
In this office here. Join thousands of Aussie blokes that are shaking off the kilos at themanshake.com.au. Ring now, buy three, get one free. No, even right now, buy three, get one free.
No.
Right now. Nice go-karts, they go quick.
I tell you who takes his go-karting very seriously, BT.
Bristle.
He thinks he's the greatest go-karter in the world.
Well, he's got some inertia.
Yes.
Inertia.
Write that down, please,
Leroy.
Inertia.
Inertia. I'll save your lambs there.
Thank you, Bill.
And Leghorn, Foghorn.
Yeah, Foghorn, Leghorn even.
I say, now listen, boy, listen.
Down, please, Leroy.
Stand back. Here's my man here, of course, three-time premiership player of the Cats. Norm Smith medalist. Went off the rails there a bit. Needed some guidance. Needed a mentor. Needed a mentor.
Are they vulnerable, Chief?
Vulnerable.
Is it with a double N?
And, crisis.
And Noel.
Are they vulnerable in 2017?
Not on the field.
Well, Chief.
You are making things up now.
We heard exclusively on the Rush Hour.
What word was that?
Exclusively.
Exclusively.
Janine would have
taken that.
I like
to think you're better.
Who? Janine, his wife.
Hey, we need a bit more footy before we get to... what was that? What was that word you just
said? Enamored. Which is a good word for him.
Yeah, but he didn't get it out right.
Enamored. Chief, because you're worldly and you're very clever, how are you reading old Kim Jong and over there at North Korea? Kim Jong and America. Simon Goodwin would have just liked to have seen him and had a crack at him. Was it Teresa Mazzarelli? I'll never tell. Was it Nina Capellia?
Oh, no. Bell, there's just been one down at the magnificent Rip Curl.
The Rip Curl Pro Gym for women and the female, for male and female.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. I remember...
Speaking of golf.
Oh, yes. Not sure about this. I'm not on with you here. I don't...
What does that actually mean? The ones that come out at Port Phillip Bay here...
Are huge.
But they are super liners, aren't they? Like, they've the massive, great big cargo carriers.
To do with the volume of water, Jim.
Thousands of tons.
Yeah, volume of water and the weight, obviously, so...
What, does that explain it at
no,
all,
No, because it's interesting. You can throw a rock into the water and it sinks.
Yes.
Because of the displacement of the water that goes up, Jim.
Yes.
But if you put a ship in the water...
Oh, no. Anyway, Daz, hang on there, and we'll see if we can get back to you. Oh, no.
Bill,
what are you on? Like, seriously, there must be some sort of substance you're taking.
Hoochie coochie. No.
Oh.
No, I'm in Adelaide, seriously. So it could be on anything over here. Let me tell you.
Getting the family involved, 133353 style. Pretty simple Friday one.
What is it?
Pretty simple Friday helping for the family. How do you spot a flog?
Well, that is easy because I can see one on my little screen here.
Bang.
I was walking home last night from the Bot, Jim. I went down there.
Oh, did you? There's
Thursday
a
nights, a steak night down there at the Bot, and you have a steak and a pot for $25.
Because old ratings wasn't required.
And caught up with big Barrenstone.
Oh, Barrens.
And Scotty McNulty or whatever his name is. And anyway, we'd had a couple of frothies, so I thought I'd better walk home and watch the end of the show. And I was walking home at 10:30 last night, Jim.
Yes.
So I walked the tan. I was walking along the tan, and this flog, who was only running in a tiny, tiny pair of shorts, and that was it, Jim. Had no top on, just naked from the shorts
no
up.
No way.
He runs past me. I thought, now that's flogsville.
That's flog. That's flog ridden.
That is flog. What would you be running the tan last night at 10:30?
With a real tight pair of like 1984 footy shorts.
That's it. Yep. And nothing else. No. I thought, I spotted one last night, Jim.
There you are. Well, I was sitting in a cafe a while back, and this flog on his phone took about 4 phone calls in a row, not for business, Bill, just rubbish phone calls, sitting about a metre and a half away from me, and a loud talking phone flog.
Yes, nothing
Wino!
Worse.
Hey, Wino, how's it hanging, man? I'm like, mate, take your conversation outside or somewhere else. Well, 4 in a row, so in the end I just got up and moved.
Yeah. You know what is worse? And it happened today when I was waiting to get on my plane.
Yes.
When they talk on the loud on the microphone, when they've got on loud.
Yes, the speaker.
Speaker.
That's it.
Nothing worse than the speaker.
I'm with you, Bill.
Oh, shut the Indian woman was doing it today.
What about when people walk past you with those little dangly ear bits with the microphone and you think they're talking to you?
Talking to you.
sorry, mate. And you realise they're on the phone. 133353, how do you spot a flog? Pretty simple Friday, 133353 is the number. The family love it. They've piled in, including Shree from Bundurrabille.
Ah, Shree, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, boys. How are you?
Oh, it's a bloke. Right, eh? How do you spot a flog, Shree?
Come on, Bill.
How do you spot a flog?
Shree?
I reckon blokes who wear sunnies indoors or when it's raining.
Yep.
Yeah, both of those are... the only excuse for a Shree could ever be if your hands are full, but even then you can push them back on your head.
Oh,
I'm with it.
No, Jim.
So I reckon they're either a flog or they've got something to hide.
Well, that could be true too.
You know who do it? The Australian cricket team do it. Or actually all cricket teams, when they walk inside the airport or something, Jim, always got sunnies on.
Back in the day, Bill, it was because you didn't want people to see how bloodshot your eyes were after having about an hour's sleep. But they don't do that anymore, so that's not even an excuse. Michael's in Mickleham.
Hey, boys, how you going?
Hey, Mick.
When you go to a sporting event and someone's filming something on their phone and then the person next to them's got their iPad, that drives me insane. I even went to a wedding where the mum's filming it on the iPad. You're trying to, enjoy the wedding and there's the mum walking around holding the iPad up.
There's a great photo, Michael, of an American football game where there's a Hail Mary to decide the game at the end. And there's a photo taken sort of down the field, if you like.
Yeah.
And as the players are jumping for the ball, everyone behind them, I'm talking 200 people, are all recording it on their phone. And I'm like, why don't you just watch the bloody thing? It's only about 10 metres away from you. They're more intent on recording it than actually watching the event themselves.
Well, it's funny when someone comes up and asks for a photo. Probably doesn't happen to you, Jim. But when people come up and they pull out an iPad, it's just not right.
No.
It is not right.
No, I'm with you. Well done, Mick. Let's get to Torquay. Simon's there, Bill.
Simo.
Hiya, gents.
Can you...
Apart from the obvious one, which is, of course, a cat sticker on your car.
Yeah, well said.
The easiest way to spot them is they're driving around in a car with a number plate where a letter's pretending to be a number or a number's pretending to be a letter. Absolute clogs. Yeah,
the personalised number plate. There's no excuse for it, Simo.
It's gone wrong.
Couldn't agree with you anymore.
Spot on.
Brad's in Bannockburn, Bill.
Oh, nice out there, Bradley. What do you got?
Fellas, got a little story for you. With the missus and the kid on Moomba Festival on the Sunday night. Standing on the banks of the river, hamburger in one hand, hot dog in the other, and who do you think runs beside me? Andy Lee, $1 million Andy Lee.
What was he running? Just like as going for a jog?
Just strutting his stuff. Strutting his stuff on over Moomba Festival.
Oh, no. Well, but you're saying he was going for a run like as in a fitness run?
A fitness run.
Oh, no. When he knew 100,000 people were there, I would have thought at least
100,000 people. Oh, nice bright pink top. He was loving himself.
So what did you think when you saw him? What did you say to yourself, Brad?
Flog.
Yes.
No, I want you to say it again because we're going to use the audio with him. Yes. So say the name and what he was.
Andy Lee, yellow top, Moomba Festival, flog.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, Bradley.
Yes, we love that. We're going to plug that upstairs and he can cop it right between the eyes. One of our absolute favourites, by the way, Andy Lee. Brad in Mitcham, hey, Brad.
G'day, fat and skinny. How are we, boys?
Going good, beautifully. Brad. And you got that exactly right, Bradford. Now, tell us, how do you spot a flog?
Look, boys, I think you can't go past the Crocs with the socks on underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you own a boat, Bradford, there's no place for Crocs. I understand them if you're a boat
owner. There's no more ordinary setup, mate. That is, but being a boat owner, yeah, I can understand, but it is just a horrible setup.
Like the Enforcer wears them, Bill, but he's got a boat. So he wears them on the boat and off them because they're the right sort of made of the right stuff for walking on a boat. But outside of that, I just can't ever get them.
Spot on. I'm with you. Oh, no. I am with you. Well, I like that one.
Maddie and Lang Warren, Bill.
Hey, Maddie.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good.
What's happening, mate?
Good. I start working 5:30 in the morning. I see a fella regularly in different changes of clothes with his short, skinny beard, all manicured beautifully, at a cafe taking selfies.
Of himself.
Of himself.
Thank you, Bill.
That's not a flaw. I don't know what he is.
Thank you for that, Bill. Just that extra bit that we needed.
So, he's taking selfies of himself, Matt.
Yeah, different clothes. He had a beanie on this morning. I saw him, which was perfect for this topic. Selfies.
Righto. Well said. All right, Bill. Nice helping there.
Oh, I know. And a couple off the Twitter, Jim.
There you go.
This is from Tommy. JB, don't you spot one every time you look in the mirror? Stefan said, just made my arvo hearing Brian Taylor on the Rush Hour.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian. Paul said, how to spot a flog. Anyone that orders a weird coffee. Yes, we've spoken about that before.
Yeah, that's weird, yep.
How to spot a flog. Man bun, says Brendan.
Yes, there's too many of them floating around, especially wearing Fremantle jumpers.
Yes,
you seen how many they got at the Dockers?
They've got a lot, haven't they?
Only Nate Fyfe is good enough to wear a man bun. The rest should get it off.
Who had one on yesterday, Jim?
Yeah, Chrissy Golding.
Yeah, Chrissy Golding's got one.
I know. Yeah. Well, he normally goes for the long sort of rock star shag, so he might have just had it up there. Anyway, Bill, we need to get Andy down too. We need to touch him anyway about the Blues and how things are going with him and what the hell they're up to. And at the same time, we can run that by him.
I feel good!
I tell you what, Pat, some information's just come to hand about an employee of Triple M with an enormous nose. If it's true, I am going to get a knife and sever his nose off. He's hanging on by a thread anyway. He's only just got a job here. After I finish with him, he won't have one.
Luke Tunnicliffe.
Now, Bill, we've got, speaking of Luke's, we've got Luke Darcy, the man who sleeps with his head in a vice. He's coming up in the second hour, and we've got questions for him around his behaviour, domestic style. So we're looking forward to that. But you've got something. You've dug something up.
Well, no, just on Luke Darcy, by the way. Got off the plane. That gets out to where everyone, out in the foyer there.
Yes.
Left everything on the plane.
Oh, what is wrong with that,
man? So I had to run back and try and collect and find everything off the plane.
Mate, there's something honestly wrong with him.
He is not right.
No, well, he's got an issue. We need to unearth it in the second hour.
I'll tell you what else today, Jim.
Yes?
There's been a new AFL commissioner named today.
Yes.
Believed to be Harold Bishop, is it?
Robin. Who is it? Robin Bishop.
Robin Bishop.
Former head of the Macquarie Capital for Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, good on him. But any danger, Jim, any danger at all that the AFL could appoint a commissioner with some AFL experience, with some AFL nouns?
What are you talking about?
Well, yes, they've made plenty of cash and they've done some wonderful things in the world of finance and things like that, Jim. But do they know and understand what happens at club level in the tent when they can walk in there and see how places... Do they know where Geelong, the Simmons Stadium is and what it looks like?
About Geelong, Fat.
Do they know what happens out at St Kilda?
Or who are you referring to?
Well, let me go through some names.
Righto.
Gordia.
Richard Gordia. He's the new chairman and will be brilliant. Former head of West Farmers.
But no football announce.
Go on.
Nathan Bassett?
No.
What's his
Paul
name?
Bassett.
Paul Bassett.
Former, and he and his brother just put Seek together that I think floated for $18 billion or something.
Football now.
Very smart man and a very good man.
Kim Williams, what does she do?
No, he, former head of Foxtel, very, very intelligent man. Kim Williams. Are you just taking the piss out of the names? No. Is that what you're doing here?
No. Andrew Newbolt, he was at Hawthorn, so there's
chairman.
One. Yes. And Robin.
What?
Well, Batman.
Oh, Robin Bishop.
Macquarie.
Well, Bill, you need a blend. Now, if you are being serious, and I'm not sure that you are, if you are being serious, you do need a blend. And one of the, I guess, criticisms of the AFL Commission has been that it might be a bit business heavy. And might not be there. Might be not
That's
be enough
chip.
Football focus
saying.
On the board.
Have they ever had a pie and chips? And more importantly, have they ever bought a pie and chips at the footy? Things like that, Jim.
Well, I don't. That's not as important, I don't think, as people understanding how clubs tick, because the AFL Commission are in place on the back of the 18 clubs, of course, to represent the 18
That's
clubs.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
So
I think you do need a blend. And if what you're saying is that you think they're a bit sort of business and capital heavy and not with enough football nous, then you're not the only one to have that view.
Oh, cool.
That's all I'm saying. But,
no,
well, you had Mike Fitzpatrick, who was, of course, a former Premiership captain. That's what I'm saying. So you had him,
and
he's not there. So I hear what you're saying. And maybe they need to look at that for future commissioners, perhaps.
Yes, that's all. Just get one on there that with the football sense. Obviously, Gill's there too, but...
And I keep thinking Luke Ball, played for Sydney, Premiership player for Sydney. Jason Ball, that's it.
Yeah.
There's a former player who's on the commission. So there's, there's some of it there, but I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
I think there are a lot of people who would agree with you and think that maybe the balance isn't quite right between football and money.
That normally doesn't happen either.
What's that?
People don't agree with me.
No. I hear what you're saying. I tell you what a lot of people are doing, Bill, and that's taking Monday off, so they'll have their second four-day weekend in a row. And good on them, I say.
Well,
only here once.
Yeah, I know, Jim, but sometimes we've got to work.
Well, you and I aren't, but I'm saying lots of people are.
Got to tick over, mate. And by the way, these public holidays, they kill the small business manager or blokes that have got pubs.
Do they?
$55 an hour you got to pay
in.
Stuff. Mate, that's a lot of money.
Well, you only get $5 a pot as it is. How much money do you want?
$5.20.
Oh, no, I'm saying that's your profit.
Now,
what does a pot cost you?
Oh, probably $4.80. Oh. We sell it for $5.20, Jim. Plus, you got the glass for about 20 minutes.
If it ticks into a dollar, I'll be very surprised. Now, what we're doing, because you've got the second four-day break coming up, we're just leaving you with some enjoyment. We're heading you into Easter with some enjoyment.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, that's what we're doing, Bill. So 133.53... What makes you piss yourself laughing?
Oh, Jim.
Bill.
I go away and you go with terrible something.
You're
panicking, Jim.
I tell you what does, and I'm sitting here. I know you're in Adelaide where the weather's beautiful.
Yep.
It is hosing down here.
No.
Hosing down in Melbourne. I'm looking out onto Clarendon Street and all these half-wits that decide on a rainy day it's good to ride their bike are all heading along Clarendon Street, Bill, and the ones that haven't got that mud guard on the back tyre have just got a strip of wet right up their back, sucked in. It just makes me giggle, Bill.
Oh, well, I was walking to the Adelaide Oval here today, and I was just waiting for the lights, and this lady was walking along the footpath. And she tripped, right? And, and she nearly fell, but she got her balance. But it took her four steps to get going again. And you just got to laugh. You just got to giggle because it's actually bloody funny.
That's it. Well, and here's another thing that made us laugh.
Oh, g'day, Neil.
How are you, Bill?
Good. Sporting trophies on YouTube. You're up and about, Neil.
he wasn't that excited.
He's become a cult figure, that bloke.
Neil.
133.53, what makes you pee yourself laughing? Yeah, we've gone nice and highbrow, the show today, Bill, on a Friday, just to get people into their long weekend, if they're having one. What makes you pee yourself laughing? Because, as I say, it's hosing down here in Melbourne, and one bike after another is riding along Clarendon Street, and they've all got this big line of wet up their bum, sucked in. I don't know why it amuses me, but it does. Anyway, Dylan's in Wallen. Hey, Dil.
Hello.
Hey, Dil.
Hello, you there?
Gotcha. Yeah, you're on the air.
Yep. I've just seen a guy walking down Blackburn Road with a mattress in his hand, a double-sized mattress.
No way. Like carrying it on his head?
Over his head at the traffic lights, and he couldn't see where he was going.
That's funny. That'll make you laugh.
No, it made everyone laugh at him.
Righto, stay there, Dil. Mark's in Richmond, Bill.
Hey, Marco, what do you got?
What I've got, Luke Darcy's forgetfulness.
What's he doing?
Really, does he need a concussion scan or something?
What? Tell us what he, because I don't get to hear the show.
Left everything on the plane.
He's down to about five, lost about five iPads or something, isn't it?
We need to get to the bottom of this. Yeah. Actually, Marco, he's coming up shortly, the big Duke, exactly. So I think he's got issues.
He really got some issues, hasn't he?
Yeah, no, I like that, though. You looked, Darcy. Let's hold there, Mark. Another one's in Churnside Park. Marco?
How you going, guys?
All right, what makes you laugh hard?
Well, this weather, I really laugh hard when I see people get splashed on the side of the road. You got to laugh at it.
It is humorous. I know, I agree with that. The bloke minding his own business and suddenly just cops it from a bus. Yeah, no, that's fair enough too. Hang on there. Deb, we're just giving people the chance to laugh at other people here,
that's
Bill.
It. That's
Deb's
it,
in Sunbury. Deb?
Oh, hi guys. How are you?
All right, what makes you laugh?
Farts.
Oh, Deb.
Farts are funny.
What? Who, from the kids or who?
No, from my husband and I. We didn't have traditional wedding vows. We vowed that we were allowed to burp and fart, but we're not allowed to piss and moan.
And you're still together?
Yeah, we are still together. Yeah, it's a brilliant rule.
That's funny.
The best vow ever.
That's funny.
Burp and fart.
Stay there, Deb. Yeah, they're allowed to. Nick's in. Nick's out there. Hello, Nick.
Nick.
G'day, mate. How are you?
What makes Good, you Nick. Laugh?
People falling over on the ski slopes.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting on the chairlift, going up, all you see is people falling over, hitting stuff, and makes me always laugh.
Especially, Nick, the snowboarders trying to get off the ski lift. It's a nightmare. You've got to turn your board sideways. It's just a debacle.
Exactly. It's always funny.
Well done.
Good one, Nico.
Ben's in Roeville, Bill.
Hey, Benny boy.
How you going, boys?
What makes you laugh?
My mum thinks it's hilarious. Have you seen the fainting goats where you scare them and they go all stiff and fall over?
No.
Google them on YouTube.
Fainting
you them,
goats.
And then they go all stiff and then they just fall on their side.
Man, that's funny. Stay there, like it. Mark's in Berwickville.
Hey, Marco.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What makes you laugh?
Well, Bill, this one's a little bit close to home. The funniest thing, I reckon, is you trying to tell a joke.
Yes, that's it, Phil.
Hey, what about the last two have been very good, Marco?
The chicken and the egg one, I nearly drove off the side of the road. I've got to tell you, you've had one good one.
One good one, Bill, in your whole joke-telling career.
Last night was all right when he went to the priest and he got four good leads.
Stay there, Marco. Brent in Cranbourne. Hey, Brent.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Righto, go. What makes you laugh?
Driving along with flogs in convertibles, and then it just starts teeming down with rain and the mad rush to get the top back on.
I like it. I do like that. That.
I see that on the Geelong Road, Jim.
You've got to pull over on the side, and everyone can laugh at you, Bill, pretty much.
Exactly. Sucked in.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, topics. You do need to put me out. tell you what makes me laugh, Fat,
is
when you run into someone who's the boss of one of your kids.
Oh, yes, a teacher.
Well, either a teacher, but more the boss at a workplace. Happened to me the other day. I ran into one of my... He's actually a good friend of yours and mine. We'll go unnamed, but he said to me, "How's Henry going?"
Yeah. Henry,
who'd done some work for him. I go, "Oh, he's going all right, mate. He's over in Perth. He's working on a farm over there and actually broken his arm and all the rest of it." He goes, "Oh, yeah, good. Confident kid."
Which means, Jim?
Absolute tool. Yeah, thinks he knows everything.
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's what that means.
That's exactly right.
And, Bill,
right.
It got me to thinking that when you have these conversations with people who have been the boss of your kids, they say one thing, but they mean something completely different. I'm going to give you some examples.
All right.
The boss says about your kid, "Hey, he's relaxed."
Yeah, meaning?
Wouldn't work in an iron lung.
Yes.
The boss says, loves his technology.
Meaning?
Never off the phone.
Always on the phone, exactly, yes.
Oh, yeah, friendly kid.
Meaning?
Never shuts up.
Shut up.
Or quiet kid.
Meaning?
Doesn't ever speak to anyone. Bill.
Yeah, it's true.
Unfortunately, I've copped nearly all of them in my time.
Yeah.
And what I've decided is never use your mates to get your kid a job. Too hard. It's too hard, Bill. Yeah.
Money and jobs, Jim.
Business and pleasure should never be mixed. And this bloke's an absolute superstar and looked after Henry, who had a ball working for him, by the way.
Was that Mark?
Marco, yep. But Bill.
It's Jim. You know what I used to get?
Confident kid.
Confident meaning an absolute pain in the neck. I used to get class clown. What does that mean?
Yeah, just a fool's head. That's what it means.
Class clown, dumb and shouldn't be at school.
Now, where's the man who sleeps with his head in the vice? Oh, here he is. Ash Chew is wandering in.
Hello, I'm on air, don't you?
G'day, Ash. Ash is shaking hands with Bill while he's on air.
Yes. What about Nate Brown? Come in.
What about stupid Duke? That's what I'm after.
Where's Luke? Oh, there's Damien. Some stories last night, Damien. All over the sleeping
tablets. Well, Bill, it's radio, so people can't actually see what you're talking about.
There's a plane flying over the ground.
Oh, no.
Where's Luke? Damien?
Oh, no. Honestly, this is radio. We're actually going to air as we speak. Bill's,
we're on air.
Bill's in Adelaide in the commentary box talking us through who's walking in. Bill.
Yes.
Shut up for a minute and get Duke ready.
Well, he's not here. Everyone else is here except bloody Duke.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brown.
I leave Fat to organise something over in Adelaide and he completely and utterly cocks it up. All I said to you is get the Duke. We need to have a chat to him where his life's at. Have you organised him?
Well, I got Brian Taylor early, of course. Yeah. Old hosting Taylor, so he was up. And look who I've got with me now in the white T-shirt. Luke Darcy, welcome, Duke.
Hello, Bill. Hello, Jim. Always great to chat to the two of you. It's a great pleasure to be here. Great pleasure to be in the fine city of Adelaide, Jim, where you spent a lot of time.
No, I made that place. And, in fact, that joint you played at tonight is named after me. Now, Duke, I'm hearing all hell's broken loose in a house not far from mine.
Mate, it's a look. It's a battle. I'll be honest with you. Beck's gone away, and she's off to India, Bill.
Why would you go to India?
Well, she likes to just go to India to relax and get away from the four kids, Bill. So she's
India.
Up.
To Noosa or
She's at the base of the Himalayas, Bill. So as far away from the family as she can get, Bill. I actually think I need one of those concussion tests, Jim. Yep. Seriously,
what's happening?
Because I can't remember anything. And I literally got off the plane. I left my wallet and I left my my book on the plane just go on before. So I think I might have taken a couple of too many hits to the head, Jim. But as you know, you get a lot of instructions when the better half goes away. I've got 12 A4 pages of
12.
Stuff.
12? No
Because she knows that I'm fairly hopeless, Bill, on that front.
Surely you can look after yourself.
Well, it all works out, Bill. In the end of the day, it all works out. But, I mean, they like things done a certain way.
But you had to get your mum in.
Mum's over at the moment.
How long's she been there?
Mum will be there for as long as Beck's away. She doesn't quite know that yet, Jim.
How's she tracking, by the way?
Well, she's actually she's done a knee. So I've said you're going to need to put a lot of anti-inflams in. You're going to need to ice up, and you're going to need to harden up, Mum, because I'm in all sorts without you on the home front. So
what's going on with your family? Because the old man, he lives under me. he's just going, but he's flying now because we're about to go down to the Bot. So look out.
He told me you're going to take him under his wing and take him for a drink down to the Bot. Well, that could be a game-changing experience for Big D, Mole. Man, go and have a session down at the Botanical with Bill Brownless. I said, mate, you might want to just reconsider that. Yes. I don't know if that's a great move for us as a family. He tells me he hears some strange noises coming from your apartment, Bill, from time to time, which is a bit of a concern as well. But
I try and shut him up. And then your brother's pub's getting burnt down. What's going on with your buddy?
It's been an interesting run for the Darcy family, I'll be honest with you. It hasn't all gone smoothly. So that's back on track. That'll be rebuilt. Iconic hotel is the motel. Not part of my venture anymore, but they'll rebuild that one, Jim, and they'll be back up and running.
Well, send young Will our way, of course. He plays with Freddie for the Gladiators, and they can dominate proceedings together. I can look after him if you like.
I'd like you to do that, Jim. In fact, I've been meaning to ring you. That's on my list to do. I'm being serious, actually.
Very, very happy to put the young champ under my wing.
You need to get hold of him, and they debut... round one on Sunday.
Round one Sunday.
And little Freddie Brayshaw, I have to say, he's an in and under specialist.
Is he? Gets it from his father.
We're not sure that there's any DNA of Jim involved in that. But
Mrs. B was like that. And still is, Jim.
What, in and under? Don't have any recollection of that, Bill. I have to confess.
Hey, Darcy, you've been stuffing up outside the radio. But fair to say you haven't been on A grade on radio too.
Oh, sorry, and that was just champagne radio in itself, was it, Bill?
Well, we've got Luke Darcy's idiot file here. Have a listen.
They've also done a trade deal last year, which means you get Hawthorn's number one pick.
So the point, Lee, Jared Rivers, he's had his splint shit open. Sorry, let me start again. He's had his shin split open.
Oh, that's what I come on. Say.
To the bone. I've lost it too.
You've got to finish up.
So I've got an idiot file.
You've got an idiot
file. I would like to go head-to-head with you over the course of 12 months. I'm happy to take that challenge right to the table.
Duke, your great friend Matty Richardson, and I love how you blows roll on a Saturday night, got the baby coming.
Is that public? Is it
on public? Put it on social media today, so it's
occasionally on a Friday night. I've gone with some personal stuff that didn't fire, so I'm a little nervous doing that.
He's put it on his own Instagram site. So it's
that is great news because, as you know, no better person involved in our game than the great Richo. And it's been a long time coming. There was a few questions asked.
A lot of questions.
A few of us were worried about him, Jim. I'll be honest with you. There was concern about. We didn't quite know. Let's be honest.
Yes,
and we've asked him along the journey, so. That can be put to bed.
A lot of those concerns have been fueled by your half-witted mate who calls with you tonight, Nath Brown, who might be Richo's best mate.
Very, very correct. And the beautiful Jen, his partner, is a beautiful girl. So that is a great thing. Oh, cool. And for Richmond supporters, wouldn't they love a little father-son, Richo's style? They need
probably
one down the point.
Straighten the kicking up a bit.
Yeah, and maybe not quite so temperamental. Maybe take the good with the bad a little better.
Exactly.
All right, Duke, what's going on tonight before we let you go? Well, tell us what's happening. Who have you got in the call?
We've got the Judd file coming up, Jim, which is... Judge Juddy, and he's in ripping form, the judge. He's just out the back there, just writing a few notes. Yep. And we have got hold of something. You need to hang in for this because I forgot about this, and it's a long time coming. Nathan Brown's mother, Michelle, the beautiful Michelle, wrote a book called My Son, the Footballer.
She did.
They didn't sell a copy.
Not one.
It didn't sell one, but we've actually got hold of an old one. It's got a bit of Bristle Diary about it. So Damien Barrett has got hold of one, and he's going to work us through a bit of that in the pregame. The Friday Huddle, it's called, Jim.
Well, Duke, my understanding, and I love this man, by the way, but my understanding is that Chris Judd has got right ahead of himself. Like, very instantly now sees himself at the sharpest end of what we do, which I love.
There's no question about that at all. He has he's elevated himself, Bill, on the call to just number one. He's got an enormous amount of swagger, and he's not afraid, absolutely, not afraid to take down some big guns. Took down the statue of Kevin Bartlett, round one, and he's got a few more in his sights, Jim. So, look, big night tonight. Looking forward to this one.
Enjoy that. Well done.
Thanks, boys.
Send Will my way Sunday.
That'd be great.
Now, Bill.
Oh, yes, mate.
Have you got anything humorous for us?
Again, I have. This will be three in a row from the
Wilbur. How long have we got, please, Leroy?
We've got 50 seconds.
Right. End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's Joke. Save up to 15% off on natural turf varieties when you buy at melbournebrick.com.au. Conditions apply.
Thanks to our good friends at Melbourne Brick. Jim, on the plane today, flying over to Adelaide, I sat next to this very, very lovely young lady.
Oh, nice.
And she kept sneezing and sneezing, Jim.
Did she?
And she said, "Sorry for disturbing you, Billy." Obviously knew who I was.
Yeah, must have.
I said, "That's okay, doll, no worries." And she goes, I said, "The sneezing's okay, but what's that shuddering after you sneeze?" Oh, she said, "I've got an extremely rare condition, Jim, that every time I sneeze, I have an orgasm." I said, "That is incredible. That is extraordinary. What are you taking for it?" She said, "Pepper."
I reckon, as I look out at Jill and Hosemary, I reckon 30
Pepper.
Years ago I heard that joke.
Pepper,
I reckon
Jim.
That's just a quiet 30 years ago I first
Pepper.
Heard that joke.
Pepper, Jim, she kept sneezing.
No, I know what you're saying. Have a nice weekend. Make it a long one if you can. Yes. Listen to Triple M Footy. Tear this one to shreds tonight and fat tidy it up.
Come on, Jim. Fire up.